Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. course, the title of Lowell's latest article, it's always pretty and funny, both, is The Left Should Depoliticize American Romance. And before we get into that, I wanted to come up with a nice little sarcastic term for the latest turn of events with Jesse Smollett, or Jussie, J-U-S-S-E. I call it Ian Just, J-U-S-S, dis, injustice. Things are getting so out of place and so unreally that even the mayor of Chicago and the head of the police are completely befuddled by the fact of what happened with Jesse Smollett contacting a Obama aide and getting things just kind of neutralized. And then he comes out with a statement of everything he said was true when we know it's not true. And the police and the mayor themselves call him a straight-up liar. So we have the situation. At the same time, there's still, when they do the poll, and I saw the actual poll lines of the new candidates, including Bernie Sanders, who's an angry Mr. Potato Head nut. And then we've got Beto O'Rourke and the other candidates all still saying, basically, that Trump's still guilty, despite the fact that the Muellergate had a whole bunch of stacked Democrats who couldn't find a damn thing after 2 years and $40-some million and all kinds of subpoenas and so on. They have to leave it alone. In fact, they don't have the resources in the government and the Congress to actually do investigations. And many of their so-called subpoenas, I have a feeling people are going to just refuse to cooperate with the so-called Congress, even though Nadler is pushing it. The Democrats are committing geopolitical suicide. In fact, I really believe with the Mueller outcome right now, Trump's already won the election now, especially he's talking about health care. And I'm going to be in touch with the senator from Florida, because he's on that committee, because I'm going to give him specific things. If Trump does it, he's going to fix health care. He's going to fix it, and then he won't have to have socialist top-down control freaks, socialist, communist, atheistic, kill-your-mama-medicine, I call it. Do you like that, kill-your-mama-medicine?
I like that.
Yeah, because they will kill your mama if you have socialized medicine. Because when they run out of resources or bankrupt the system or doctors quit, you can't afford to even keep your offices open, they will kill your mama.
As soon as she takes more in benefits than she pays in taxes, her life isn't worth a whole lot.
Exactly. Especially when you have a socialist, communist, atheistic population of nutballs like AOC, the clueless one. That's her new name, the clueless one. We used to call her Occasional Cortex. Now she's Miss Clueless. And she says she has this kind of puppet-like voice. I call her a wind-up toy for Satan, where she's, I'm the boss. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, woman, you need psychiatric help. You're crazy. You're delusional and you're stupid. You actually have a negative IQ, like your brainiac, minus 2,000 IQ. She is so dense and so out of touch with reality. I don't know what the hell is going on, but they must have a kind of satanic ceremony to wind her up every day. It's ridiculous.
Now, you remember she had the Green New Deal, which the Senate Republicans were wise enough to say, well, let's put this to a vote immediately. This is so important. And they did, and not a single Democrat voted for it.
They all voted present. I think 43 Democrats voted present, didn't they?
And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, well, they did that because I told them to. Well, why didn't you tell them to if it was
Are
so
you
important
me?
This be passed immediately?
You've got to be kidding. She's actually that much of a liar. She'll even lie about the fact they don't even support their own bill. You've got to be kidding.
She's learned Democrat politics very quickly.
Well, you know what? The average person in America is not as stupid as that, okay? First off, what Americans want is they want to be left alone. They want a safe border where they won't be raped by an illegal alien here or shot. They want to have affordable health care with premiums that are not so damn high. You've got $7,000 deductible, so you can't even get to your insurance. Do you know that 83% of the people who go bankrupt in this country are because they already have health insurance, but it's freaking useless because they get Obamacare? I call it Obamanation Care. Do you know that there's an ICD-9 code in Obamacare with the guillotine? Do you know that they actually had penalties in there that they didn't use, but they had it in the act, that if a doctor did surgery on a man, let's say 72, that needed to have a clot removed from an artery in his head, that the vascular surgeon would end up with $500,000 fine the first time he did it without the health committee meeting on Tuesday morning when the patient's dead, or the second time, 5 years in prison for the doctor. Oh my God, I mean, and this is what they put in this damn bill. And
well,
remember
Nancy
Pelosi said,
I don't know why
said,
Republicans don't just advertise that.
Right, when Nancy Pelosi said, you got to pass it to read what's in it. She's delusional. Nancy Pelosi is a high-level, satanic, delusional, pre-dementia witch. She can't even get names straight a lot of times. She's mixing up Trump for Barack Obama or even George Bush. I mean, it's mind-boggling to hear her jabber about, we want to capture 16-year-olds for voting. You've got to be kidding, Nancy. These are children. They shouldn't be voting for anything. They're what are going to vote for? Which kind of ice cream they're going
to
order?
And this does bring me to one of the scientific topics it would be fun to discuss today.
Yeah.
And that is, there is research, I think I quoted a bit of it last week, that says a 16-year-old is not an adult. An 18 or 21-year-old is not an adult. That we don't really become adults until we're 30.
I agree, sir. Listen, from personal experience.
If that's the case, then we really should change the voting age to 30. And by the way, if Mitt Romney and Barack Obama had been running where only 30-year-olds and older can vote, Romney would have won. He won the adult vote. He only lost the children's vote.
Well, honestly, delusional children taught by schools that are leftist communists. And this is where Trump is very wise to actually push this thing about taking away funding for colleges and universities that won't allow free speech. Because I think if young people, see, I don't believe in the word stupid. I believe people are uninformed purposely. The educational system is designed to actually call and make sure you don't disagree with the teacher. So you won't pass the class unless you agree with the BS that she's teaching, both atheist and communism and evolution and so on. And by the time you graduate high school and university, you're totally a leftist. Now, if you have any brains, once you get in the real world, by the time you're in your 30s, you're now a capitalist. You realize you got to work hard. You have your own personal responsibility. If you don't sequester and save money, you don't have a home or a car or a family.
Well, we have to remember, by the way, the Democratic Party, for example, a senator from California, Kamala Harris, has now proposed giving every unionized teacher in America an extra $18,000 a year. Because, after all, their job is not, as in olden times, to teach people how to think. It's to teach people what to think. It is to do flat-out brainwashing.
Whoa.
Or, as it's called by one recent scholar, illusory truth, one of the many mental illusions that are set up that comes just from pure repetition. But here's what's interesting. In the defeat of the Democrats, in the case of Mr. Mueller and company,
right.
The people closest to Mueller, the people repeating and exaggerating everything that was under suspicion for more than 2 years, CNN and MSNBC, or Marxist Socialist NBC,
right.
They have now suffered an enormous plunge in viewership. They've lost 500,000 viewers just since Mueller's declaration came down, because their viewers recognize the game is over, even if they won't accept it.
Right.
And who was MSNBC and CNN glorifying almost as a god? Michael
right.
Avenatti. They even urged him to run for president. They said he'd be a wonderful Democrat presidential candidate.
Oh, my.
Challenging Trump. Well, he has now been arrested and charged with trying to extort more than $20 million from Nike. And reportedly, his colleague in some endeavors, Mark Garagos, another famed attorney, has likewise been apprehended by the authorities. So how much longer in this world Michael Avenatti can go remains to be seen, but I would suspect not very far.
I think that the investigations of what happened with Smollett, with the attorney involved with the state that dropped the charges. And
well,
the
I was going to get to that.
Yeah, and I want you to get into that, because I have a feeling this is going to not is not over at all. So even though he's trying to spin it that he was always correct and he was attacked by people with MAGA hats, etc., please get into it now, because I think this is a big deal.
Oh, yeah, but the most important thing about Kim Fox, the Cook City County attorney who was in charge of the Smollett case, she had originally recused herself, saying she had too much involvement with some of the people engaged there. It violated her word just that she came back and intervened in the case again at all. But she was quite willing to do that. Why? Because, among other things, how did she get elected to that office? Oh, well, with the help of a $408,000 political contribution from George Soros.
Whoa.
What a surprise. This is what I've been talking about for many, many months on here. That George Soros has a campaign to try to elect all the city attorneys and all the state attorney generals and so on. Why?
Right.
Because then, if the Democrats try to steal an election, the people in charge of adjudicating that are on their side.
Wow.
They're electing radical leftists in places like Philadelphia and in Chicago, and Kim Fox is their ambitious little pig in Chicago. Wow. She's the one who sees herself maybe someday being governor or mayor
wow.
of Chicago. And so George Soros gave her $408,000 to get her elected back in 2016.
Yeah, now this is a good example of the obscenity of independent foundations. I like to say, never be Soros or sorry. In other words...
Well, if you want to look at what she did, she didn't just kick Smollett loose. She also kicked Smollett loose while sealing all of the documents of his case so that no one in the press, no one outside, would be allowed to look at them. Then the police began releasing documents today and were immediately ordered by a Marxist Chicago-type judge to stop. I mean, stop and think about that. They're not only giving him a free ride, by the way, based on his community service. His community service consisted of about 8 hours licking envelopes for Jesse Jackson's Operation Push, supposedly, if he did that much. His donation of $10,000 that were put toward his bond to be released, giving that to the city of Chicago. Of course, if he were truly innocent, why would he not object to giving them $10,000? He should just be set free. But he apparently understands how things get done in Chicago. Oh, as to the Mueller case, and can the Democrats possibly produce better investigations in a partisan environment? Do we have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robert Mueller's people created 500 witnesses interviewed, 2,800 subpoenas issued, 500 search warrants executed, 34 people in 3 companies indicted on 199 different charges, $25.2 million spent over 675 days. And here's the problem. What is clear now to everybody who has any honesty or integrity at all, there was a definite impact of Russian collusion in an American election. It was the election of 2018, a few months ago, and it was collusion to benefit the Democrats by trashing Trump for 2 years. And who was behind this? Oh, not only Hillary Clinton, who we knew because she funded the dossier, but who helped her fund the dossier with yet more millions of dollars, I think altogether more than $12 million, a dossier put together largely by Russian intelligence agents. Oh, that's right, the Democratic National Committee helped fund the dossier. Now, what political party do these Democrats like Gerald, these professional liars, Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff, what political party do they belong to again? Oh, that's right, the Democratic Party, which would not even control the House if it weren't for their party's collusion with Russia. Now, they are going to stand up and be authorities against Trump when they should be in jail as accomplices to the crime of setting forth that dossier that was illegally used by Mueller's people. In other words, no Democrat has any moral standing to judge or chair any committee judging Trump, whatever. They are criminals. They are outright criminals. They should shut their mouths now and resign.
And what you made a very important point I haven't heard on Fox, which is the 2018 elections, which took back the House, was as a result of the persecution of Trump. In fact,
of course,
if you look at the polls, 57% of Americans, right across the board, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, still think Trump was colluding with the Russians and is involved with crimes and whatever. And 67% plus are Democrats.
What made the 2018 election so interesting is that 45 Republicans refused to seek re-election. And many of them did that because they thought Trump was about to be torn from office because of the campaign against him, which is now shown to be a complete lie, a complete fabrication. I wonder if that many Republicans would have resigned had they understood that.
You know, I think you made one of the most important points I haven't seen on news yet. That's
in my fact, job on this show.
Well, 2018 was won through subterfuge and evil and crimes. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. We have an amazing situation here where I honestly think that now that I heard from Representative Scott, who was the governor, now is going to be a senator from Florida, they're fixing health care. They're talking to insurance carriers to get the price of drugs down so they'll have a drug control commission. They're going to allow cross-border competition. In fact, there's a suit going on in Texas that Trump mentioned this morning when he had the first lady of Venezuela, Guaido's wife, who he said, you know, we apologize for what happened there because previous administrations, including Obama and George Bush Jr., let this mess happen. And now people under 5 years of age are starving to death. These children are all starving to death. And America has to move its military in there quickly or they're never going to get the humanitarian aid to save these people from disaster. So what I see happening is Trump is becoming Trumpian. Now that this is off his back, this mess, and you had an interesting comment that a lot of these media hypes in CNN and MSNBC have lost a massive amount of their audience. That's because they have a brain. American people are, by the way, generally pretty decent, although they can be easily swayed by giant media pushing over and over and over again so many times. They believe the narrative. That belief is going to disappear like a morning mist in Scotland. And it's my feeling you were right when you predicted that Trump's going to have a massive landslide. And there are a couple of points I want to make, and I want to hear your comment on health care. Number one, allow cross-border competition with insurance carriers. So somebody in Ohio can sell insurance.
Very good idea.
Number two, I have a drug control commission so the drugs cannot be more expensive to Americans than can be Canadians or Europeans. Okay?
That's a good idea.
Number three, call integrative medicine and have a total write-off of any nutritionals you buy or supplements or technology to lengthen your life and improve and decrease the need for catastrophic care. Catastrophic care is expensive. Most people don't spend two-thirds...
Is it going to be a standard for what drugs lengthen your life, or is it whatever you decide?
It's whatever you decide in terms of... Well, nutraceuticals do. Drugs don't.
Trump has already endorsed the idea of the right to try.
Right. And the right to try, by the way...
My father, in his last years, was a drug smuggler. He smuggled anti-cancer drugs from Mexico because he couldn't buy them here for the cancer that was killing him.
Exactly.
Lo and behold, but they were available over the counter just a few miles south. And as a result, a lot of people have died because of the FDA thinking everything is Laetril. And so we have this problem of the government trying to control things too much. No, I think if a person...
Well, they're controlling it only for the...
But should you have a right to deduct anything? I can understand deducting nutraceuticals. They'd be very important.
I want a deduction of nutraceuticals and any... You know, for example, even the copay for drugs. For example, let's say you're in heart failure and you're taking Entresto. The Entresto cost per to stop heart failure, which is the most successful drug now, the most successful treatment is our CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. In fact, the studies comparing head-to-head show there's an 8% death rate in 5 years with CoQ10 Ubiquinol and something like an 18 or 20% death rate with Entresto. But Entresto is a good drug. But if you are on it, you could be spending $125 minimum if you have insurance carrier coverage. If you don't, it's $500 plus a month.
Wow.
So what we need to have is a system where people don't go bankrupt or basically can't afford even basic care. And we want people to get what we call regenerative and anti-aging care where they can write it all off, whether you're getting hyperbaric chamber at home or a lumen photon or getting stem cell therapies, whatever, because the longer you live well, because catastrophic care is very expensive, not only to hospitals and clinics, but also the whole system. See, all of us are on the tag for even the illegals or elderly or whatever that get sick. When you get sick, you're like a walking debt, like, you know, two-legged debt. As soon as you get catastrophically ill, it costs all of us. And the people think, well, my insurance covers, you know, if you've got, for example, if you have an illegal that comes in and they go into a hospital and they need a big procedure like a heart bypass or something, the hospital has to absorb that and pass it on to people that do have insurance. So part of our problem is we have a system that number one, has to get... This next thing I recommend, no more malpractice. Identify a doctor having problems, send letters to a specific reporting station, have it set up in every county with people who are not paid a salary, doctors and individuals. And if it's identified that a doctor doesn't know something, send them back to school. Prove that they've mastered the database online. And if they need skill set review, then have them sent to a surgical center where they can prove they actually know how to do the shoulder surgery, knee surgery, or appendectomy. That's simple. We also remember the next thing you need to do, alternate pathways. I've had medics that are buddies of mine that I took care of that are doing surgery in the MASH units in the surgical field and overseas. they can come back and even ride in an ambulance. It's ridiculous. Or we have a nurse practitioner who's been doing deliveries for 20 years. She wants to do C-sections or, you know, an obstetrical procedure. Why not?
Well, I want you to know that even though we found Chicago to be a city of Satan, kicking unjust Islam Smollett out and on, I want you to know that Illinois is leading the world in what they like to call health care. Signed as an executive order by J.B. Pritzker, the new Democrat governor there, in a Planned Parenthood office, he is laying the ground for what is now in the houses of the legislature in Illinois, the Reproductive Health Act, or RHA, the most radical abortion expansion in state history and in the entire country. It denies any definition of human rights whatever to an unborn child. It guarantees that taxpayers must fund any kind of abortion as late as a woman wants it. And that's only the beginning. I mean, it goes on and on.
One thing I heard about it, I want to throw this out, though. I want to put it right here, is that dismemberment was not considered excessive, even if a child's born whole and alive. Dismemberment, actually literally cutting the baby's arms and legs off and head, is not considered excessive.
Yeah, and so that's what the Democrats are passing as their version of health care. I just wanted people to
understand. Why did they just have a covenant and have a...
state of Illinois. In the Democrat-controlled state of Illinois.
Wow.
And, of course, they'll be massively funding. But what's interesting, apropos what you were saying, the RHA would allow non-doctors, including nurses, physicians, assistants, or a person simply acting under their supervision, who has no medical training at all, to perform abortions. It removes all licensing requirements for abortion clinics. Of course, a lot of Planned Parenthood clinics are not licensed to begin with.
Right.
And it removes penalties for attempting to perform a self-abortion if you're trying to kill the baby yourself to save a few bucks. Sterilize the coat hanger nurse. But I mean, this is what the Democrats really want to offer America as their medical health care.
Whoa. I mean...
death.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't have breakfast because I'd vomit right now if I'm hearing this.
But you know the truth of what I'm quoting here.
Dang
it. This, by the way, is an article from today's National Review.
Now, you see, I understand the surgical procedure. I understand what's going on here. Anybody who doesn't think that abortion is murder is a liar. At the very least, and a devil. Of course abortion is murder. It's like talking to a special forces guy that's killing ISIS guys and seeing their limbs blown off with high-velocity weapons. Of course it's murder. We blew their arms off. They bled to death in the battlefield. What do you think? Their head came off when I hit them with a weapon in their neck. You know, it's, and when you see a dismembered baby, we used to call them in the sack when you do abortions, they call them jigsaw babies because they have all the pieces. And if you leave a piece in the mother, she's going to bleed to death or develop a puerperal sepsis. So when I hear this kind of foolishness, and the thing is 93% of abortionists that do first trimester wouldn't do third trimester or even be participating anyway. These are abortionists. So the Democrats even go further than the actual abortionists doing the abortion procedure by their own internal polls. That's how bad they are. They
so
might as well just
they
come.
They now want to force insurance companies to pay for any kind of abortion the mother wants whenever she wants it. And that includes Catholic insurance companies and so on. They'll all be forced to pay for a procedure they view as murder.
Whoa. Now, is this passed yet, or is it proposed, or is it one that they think they're going to pass?
Well, his executive order, the governor's, is already in place. He already passed it. The RHA is still being fought in committees, but the assumption is since there are Democrat majorities in both houses of the legislature, it will get through with most of this intact.
Now, I'm going to say something that's really radical here, but, you know, I don't care if it makes you mad as a Christian. Our greatest enemy in America is not demon rats. It's not even the devil himself. It's Christian pastors that won't get a backbone and stand up. I know I went to a church in Peoria, Illinois, and I knew people in Pekin. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of Christians in Illinois. Are you not standing up against this foolishness? You're not marching against it? What's wrong with you? If you want me, by the way, to do a video discussion on pro-life issues, I'll come to your church by video and connect to hundreds of churches if you want. But you need to get a backbone. You need to go to Jesus and say, I want to go to the backbone rental store from Yeshua Jesus. This is disgusting. And that our biggest enemy in America, and I mentioned this to Kelby Smith a few weeks ago, is not the devil or the Democrats or even the globalists with their, you know, Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 and Vision 2050 and et cetera, World Watch Institute and their meeting they had in 2016 with Barack Obama, the Pope, and all the globalists wanting to do world population reduction. No, no, no. They tell you straight up what they're going to do. It's these lying, gutless pastors who won't stand up and actually stand against these things. That's what
and
the
yet,
problem is.
And yet there's no question how Jesus would view this, among other things, because we're seeing a throwback to those pagans who worship the god Moloch, who like to have babies sacrificed to him.
Well, we're coming up to the days of Moloch. You know that there's called the days of Baal and the ceremony of Moloch, where they would take a live baby conceived by lascivious sex with other than your husband or wife, lay on the arms of Moloch and burn it to ashes, and if they didn't have one, they'd make a gingerbread baby with cardamom, like shaped like a boy or a girl, because they didn't have a baby, and they put it on the arms of Moloch on this final ceremony. It has a number of days. This comes in April, by the way. The last day, the day of Moloch, is the day when the Columbine Massacre occurred in Columbine, because it was actually a Luciferic ceremony. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So people need to understand, these high-level demon rats are demon rats. When I see people like AOC pushing a green agenda, and then the Democrats say present, but they wouldn't say yay, you've got to be kidding. They know damn well that if they said yay, they could be used against them in the election. The Democrats are going to be decimated. As far as I'm concerned, unless they decide to move back toward the center, the Democrat Party is finished. Now, they may have won the 2018 election, but this is going to whipsaw them. And the fact that crazy and evil, and she's very damned evil, Nancy Pelosi, I call her Nancy Pelosi. This woman is out of her freaking mind. And when she talks, it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I can deal with the psychic pain of listening to her and her facial expressions. Oh, my gosh. So, and, you know, I repent of the fact that these are fellow Americans. They need to wake up and realize what they plan on doing is going to kill people, kill elderly, kill the unborn, shorten health care, bankrupt the healthcare system because it won't fix the underlying problems of excessive malpractice by damn lawyers, drug companies going crazy, hospital systems having so many heavy systems where they have to have, you know, a lot of specialties. We've got way too many specialists in this country. I mean, I remember when we had PET scanners in Denver. Do you know they have more PET scanners in Denver than all of Europe?
All of Europe.
Yeah, just in Denver. Just in Colorado. So what people need to start understanding here is we've got a system heavy on procedures which are oftentimes unnecessary or dangerous or inappropriately or bad timing given. We have other people that want to get a procedure, need a procedure done, like cleaning out their knee if they're going to get stem cell or platelet-rich plasma injection or stem cell therapy, and they can't get it because the copays are so high, the deductible. And then we have people, the average, you know, it was 4 years ago, I reviewed the data, that 168,000 seniors got a knee replacement covered by their Medicare, and 168,000 got horrible complications, including death. 148,000 got complications, including death, caused by doing a knee replacement when they should have knee regenerative surgery, for example. So the system is sick. The doctors, by the way, are unethical, by and large. They're not under any leash. And if you're really a big money maker and make $20,000-$30,000 a year, like Dr. Michael Janssen, who went after me with the medical board because he was making $35 million a year doing spinoplasty surgery, and was really angry that I caught them, the fact he put screws to a patient's spinal nerve roots and paralyzed them, and shouldn't have done surgery on the guy because he didn't have an unstable spine. He was a diabetic. And he knew the board member and the president of the board. I mean, it's the same kind of thing as Jussie Smollett. I call injustice, A-J-U-S-S-T-I-C-E. Injustice is rampant. We need to get rid of state licensing authorities where corruption occurs. We need to get rid of drug...
Stop living in a country where there are four times more lawyers just in Los Angeles than in the entire nation of Japan because our doctors are specializing in diseases of the rich.
Exactly. Or doing procedures to make buco box to buy a bigger boat. It's that disgusting. It's bad. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Let's see how far we've come. Let's see.
welcome back. Here's my prediction. I think Senator Scott of Florida and the committee, the Republican committee, as Trump said this morning, when he had the wife of Guaido in the White House, that he is going to intervene and he's going to get the Russians out of Venezuela and the Chinese. They got 35,000 troops. They're, by the way, also from my supernatural and intel agency sources, there are also terrorists from the Middle East in Venezuela. Right now, Mr. Maduro is a puppet of the Cuban regime. It's a puppet of the Russians. Russia is pushing their limits. And Putin is such a maniac. He's actually trying to become angry, pretending that somehow they weren't already violating the INF agreement. Guess what? We got really good intel. So when Trump finally pulled out of it, we knew that for years Russia was not agreeing to the agreement, which is why they not only did Grenada back in the 80s and also 1962 in Cuba, but they also have built the longest runway on Nicaragua and also La Archila Island. I have satellite photos. I argued a few weeks ago with Harley Schlanger, because he didn't agree with me, that, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. So, you know what? I got intel sources. I have satellite photos. I got actual photos. You don't have a right to argue with Dr. Deagle. When I say something on air, damn it, it's the truth. And Trump knows this truth now. He's going to make sure these guys get out of there. He's going to try to make sure little children don't die of starvation and violence, because, you know, when you finish eating your pets, you eat your kids next. And what's going on here in politics, the Democrats, basically now the big media sources, CNN, MSNBC, I'm sure even their sponsors can't even get sponsors for a lot of things because their networks are melting down like the Wicked Witch of the West.
They've lost all credibility completely. Minor footnote, though, what you were saying about Venezuela. Remember, why is the Middle East interested, in particular Iran? Why is Russia interested? It certainly doesn't need their oil. In fact, it would profit from keeping their oil off the world market.
Right.
No, they're interested in the fact that Venezuela also has extensive uranium mines in the south.
Right.
And people have to remember, Venezuela is also an atomic power in the sense of having uranium.
Right.
And the Russians have bought a fifth of ours, so we actually have to buy uranium from others, like Russia.
Well, the largest supplier of uranium is Saskatchewan, Canada. The largest mines in the world. Now, I took care of the people who were in the mine in Colorado, which is they call the Schwarzman mine, which has the highest grade uranium in the world, but it's only a very tiny mine. But the largest total amount of uranium is in Saskatchewan, Canada. Lots of uranium. Lower grade, but a ton of the damn stuff. And the problem is Venezuela has only...
Alberta and Saskatchewan, one would get a lot more than wheat, wouldn't one?
Right. And then the other thing is when Venezuela didn't only have uranium, they have other strategic minerals, too. So this is what's going on there for the high-tech industry. So Russia is playing a very dangerous game. And here's what my prescription is for Trump. Number one, and Trump said this morning that no oil is coming out of Venezuela. Make sure U.S. oil refineries and our affiliates do not refine any Venezuelan oil. Two, embargo to make sure no oil comes from Venezuela to Cuba, because the Cuban regime is supporting Venezuela because they get free oil. Number three,
and they have 14,000 Cuban secret police in Venezuela.
Right. Cut off the bank accounts of Putin and all
those
oligarchs.
They were there long before the Russians.
And all of the PLA members that support the production of carfentanil, we know that since January, enough carfentanil came in from Chinese factories by these PLA members that could have killed half of the U.S. population. So the China needs to be given the what for. Get their damn 35,000 out. Get all your hospital ships out of there. Stop trying to support Russia and Maduro. Stop trying to think that you can intervene there in South America. And remember, I have argued with Harley Schlanger about this, about the Belt and Road. Belt and Road is a facade for Russia, for Chinese expansion worldwide, not just with trade but military bases and taking over ports so that they can expand their reach around the world. And when people say, oh, no, they're not doing it, I say, you know, you're a liar. And I've actually had to confront Harley Schlanger and LaRouche Foundation to say, look, they support communist China and they think they can never do anything wrong. They're full of it. Okay? The fact is, the communist Chinese and Xi thinks he's a new Mao Zedong. He's written a document called 2025. They want to take over manufacturing of all consumer goods in the world by 6 years from now, right after Trump's done, 2025. So you got to understand what's going on here is very damned evil. We have a serious situation. And Trump, by the way, can do it. Now he's got the Mueller thing out of the way. He needs us to also do another thing, start a parallel investigation with his new director of the Attorney General to investigate all the way up to Obama and Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and these people need to be perp walking. They need to go to jail. I want to see orange jumpsuits. I want to see people no longer getting book tours and screen time like Adam Schitt and Swalwell and these other morons lying in the straight-up evidence by even a democratically-leaning investigative committee trying to find every molecule and microparticle of evil that they think Trump might have done with colluding with the Russians. This was a complete takedown. It was a coup. People need to call it a coup. And this kind of thing actually, if you actually took the proper interpretation of the law, would require this treasonous act to be met with basically a sentence of death. In other words, at the very least, they need to go to prison for the rest of their days. But to be honest with you, if you actually read the letter of the law, they need to be executed.
By the way, a minor note, Craig Smith and I went into great detail on these kinds of issues in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. We also have just done a paper on what the investor implications are if you're going to invest in a country that is now, or one of the two political parties is socialist. And if they win, you will not want your investments where they'd be if you had a capitalist government. You can get both the white paper and our book absolutely free and postpaid just by calling 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
So in other words, if you get the book free, you're going to be able to know how to invest and make sure you don't pay stupid investments.
If you ask for it, you'll get the white paper free, too.
Right. That will tell you, in other words, how to...
I mean, a lot of the investing rules are changed by how you have to defend yourself against the Democrats winning an election, God help us.
Right. So, in other words, you have to be able to protectively invest so that you don't end up getting wiped out if the wrong power takes over. It's my feeling, though, that Trump is going to win. What I'm worried about is post-Trump. I wanted to know who's going to rise up to be the post-Trump guy in the Republican Party, because the Democrats, to me, are gone. Whether a third party arises that's more centrist, that actually wants to serve Americans, that's what I'd like to see, a third party rise in the ashes of the Democrats. They probably should change the name if the party comes back. Because, to me, honestly, the word Democrat, now, even if you've been a Democrat, Rhino Republican, Rhino Democrat for years, a blue-blog Democrat, a lot of people be embarrassed by what happens. That's why they're losing audience. That's where you're going to see the walk away movement.
It's embarrassing, and we also have truth in labeling laws. So
right.
How can they call themselves the Democratic Party when they oppose democracy in every imaginable way?
And by the way, the Republican Party supports people of alternative sexual proclivities. People that are gay and lesbian and homosexual realize that the Republicans will protect them better than the Democrats. People of different colors of skin will be protected better. Legal citizens from Ecuador and other countries around the world that are legal citizens will be protected from illegals murdering them and their kids. In fact, the largest population at high risk here are Hispanic people from legally immigrating from being killed by illegal aliens. In fact, the highest risk people are people that are, in a sense, may look like they have the same skin color, but they're legal Americans in danger of being killed by illegals coming from Central and South America and Mexico, or the Middle East, by the way.
Remember when African Americans were a favored constituency of the Democrats? Remember when Jews were a favored constituency, as long as it benefited Democrats? But now, you see the Democratic Party turn around to stab African Americans in the back in favor of flooding the country with Latinos, and stab Jews in the back in favor of Muslims, who are a richer, larger, faster-growing constituency.
Yeah, exactly. So what I see happening is that people need to wake up. I think we talked about this with Josh Bernstein, who's Jewish, on Monday, in the third hour. And the exit, they call it Jewit, which is the exit of Jews from the Democratic Party, is massive. The exit of Blue Dog Democrats, the people are just decent. When they see this going on, like, you know, if you're a Christian and you live in the South and you've been a Democrat and you see them pushing for infanticide, not just late-term abortions, you got to start getting spiritual vomit in your throat. Like, oh my God, I can't support them any longer. You got to realize, if you don't like the fact that Trump has had a lot of these, you know, porno stars, and he's supposedly repented of that, he has a stable marriage now, and that the man is trying to do the best thing for the country and run the country properly, he's not even going to fix health care. And he's trying to make it more stable by declaring a state of emergency, which the Rhino Republicans and Democrats actually voted against him. It's like insane. Do these people ever want to be reelected back into politics? I don't understand how Rhino Republicans can actually hold their face in public when they actually say there's no emergency on the border, when 300 people every week are dying of heroin overdose, and the carfentanil, so much of it's coming across the border, the dosages that they actually seize, which might be even more they didn't seize, could have killed half the American population since January. I don't understand
it. The whole ethos of the Rhino Republican is we're going to be Democrat light. We'll do things more efficiently. We'll run a welfare state more neatly, and so on. But otherwise, we'll follow the same policies Democrats do. We'll just do it at 45 miles an hour, driving America over a cliff instead of 60.
Yeah, but when you go over the cliff, you're still going to fault the same launch speed, aren't you?
Yes, but Republicans somehow never think that. They think as long as we stay close to the Democrats, we can't lose. But of course, they do lose over and over again.
Yeah, well, that's
why having no principle.
That's why I like the name of the two parties. I call the Democrats are the evil party, and the Republicans are the stupid party. If the Republicans just did the right thing, like Trump's trying to fix health care, and evil McCain, actually a Republican, stabbed him in the back and wouldn't even vote for getting rid of Obamacare so they could have fixed it. Now they have a suit in Texas. They're going to start fixing it. They're going to fix drug prices. They're going to reduce deductibles. They're going to maintain things like pre-existing conditions so you don't end up not being able to buy insurance. They're going to improve portability. They're going to allow a cross-state company, so a company in Ohio can sell in California. It's freaking ridiculous here how much it costs us with under Obamacare, which, by the way, the ghost of Obamacare is still here. Damn it, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's still here because of a so-called Republican Chief Justice.
Right.
And he may vote yet again to overturn the attempt by the Justice Department to put Obamacare into its coffin and drive the stake through the heart.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I don't think this is going to fully evolve until Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I call Gator instead of Bader, because she's like an alligator. She's one of these activist judges, but she's dying of cancer. My feeling is Coney Barrett, the Catholic seven children legal genius, is going to probably be the next Supreme Court justice, and she'll replace as a female Gator Ginsburg. She's not an activist. She's a constitutionalist. And what I think you're going to see is that the Supreme Court is actually going to vote to not only get rid of Roe versus Wade, but also support things like they contacted me just last night about the live at conception bill. Not a heartbeat bill where you can kind of your abortionist get around it by saying that, hey, we couldn't detect a heartbeat, so we killed them anyway. No. You got to say, just like the Chinese for thousands of years, when you're born, you're considered a year old because your day of conception is your birthday. And, you know, if you can back calculate, your actual birthday is the day you're conceived, isn't it?
Yeah, I've gotten into the habit of counting backward 9 months from when, for example, I was born. I thought of myself as simply a baby boomer. In fact, I was conceived during the month of Victory in Europe Day. So I was born the same year as Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. And by the way, Donald Trump's birthday is the same birthday as my wife, June 14th. 14th, I think it is, yeah. Right?
Oh, I thought it was August or September.
No, same day.
He's younger than I am.
I think that day is actually Flag Day, if I remember correctly.
Well, you could be right, as you so often are, Dr. Siegel.
Well, an amazing discussion. You know, you taught me something really important. The Demon Rats won the election by being the drama of Trumpgate and Muellergate. And by the way, once the parallel investigations